and welcome to the very first episode, number one of Lunchies Lunch Hour. What's up, everybody? My name is Adam. I will be your host. My name is Adam, like I just said, but you can call me Lunchy. You can call me whatever you want. That's what my friends call me. I am a 40-year-old or about to be 40-year-old. Don't want to get too close to midlife just yet, but I will be 40 here in just a few short weeks. And this is my solo podcast that I'm going to be starting, where I'm going to be basically looking at the positives in life. There's so much negative in the world. I thought, you know what? How about I spend my lunch hour trying to look at the positives in life? So it's going to be looking at life through my lens, whether it be through food, whether it be through movies, video games, experiences, all that stuff one day at a time. And so if you're new to the show, which that means everyone that listening to this, all two of you, the person that randomly clicked on this for some odd reason, it's basically going to be my odyssey through life. And I know that sounds very daunting, an odyssey for a 40-year-old average white dude living in the South. But I will try to look at that, albeit through humor, some self-reflection, and who knows, maybe even an occasional existential crisis, which that does happen to me far too often. Oh, and just a heads up, if history is any indication, this podcast is probably just the start of the next thing I quit, because that is who I am. I am undiagnosed ADHD, or maybe I should say self-diagnosed. There probably is no diagnosis there, but I am very apt to start things and then never finishing them. If you could see the vinyl records that I have collected, the video games I have collected, or all the books on my shelves that I have started at one point or time, at least the first 5 to 10 minutes, and then never finished. Well, that is pretty much my life. I am a genius. I am super knowledgeable on the first 10 pages, 10 minutes of any video game, album, music, book that is out there, because that's about as far as I get. It takes a lot for me to actually get past that first 10 minutes. If it does not hook me, no matter what type of media that is, well, it just sits there and collects dust. So yeah, that's a little bit about who I am. And so you might be wondering, what is this show? Why am I even listening to this right now? And I cannot answer that question for you, because this podcast is really not meant to be for anyone but me. I look at life in the sense of, hey, if I can connect with one other person, hey, then that makes this all worthwhile. I'm not expecting this podcast to be the next biggest thing out there. I don't expect to ever start a Patreon where people send me money just to listen to me talk. It's more for me. It's a way for me to spend my lunch hour actually thinking about positive things in this life. It's also going to make me be more productive. There's so many times in my day where I just spend scrolling through my phone, watching YouTube videos, not playing video games, just looking at them on my shelf, just sitting there, not getting played, just for myself to look at. You know, as you get older, you think, you know what, I'm going to collect things. That's the thing that most men do. We like to collect toys, gadgets, whether it be, you know, stuff from our childhood, whatever. We just like to have things. You know, it could be tools. It could be a movie collection. It could be, you know, some people collect pens, you know, or pens. You know, it could be anything. And you say, you know, I want this collection to have, so when people come to my house, they can come see it. And then you realize as you get older, people don't like to get out of their own houses. They're not going to come look at your collection and ooh and ah over it. That's just for people to make YouTube videos about. So then people around the world can look at it, but actually getting out of our own houses to do that, that's not really something I've learned that people do anymore. Because once you find your home, when you get to be about 30 years old, that's it. Going 5 miles to your friend's house is a daunting, daunting task. So that's something that I've had to learn with that. Oh yeah, people do not care about seeing my sweet Goonies poster or my old Atari Egomania cart. That means nothing to no one, even though it only costs $6 on eBay. But I think it's pretty fascinating. So yeah, so that's kind of one of the reasons why I'm doing this. Also, I would love to spread some positivity in the world. And I know that sounds very hippy dippy. It sounds very, what do they call it back in the 90s, warm fuzzies that we were told in third grade. Oh yeah, spread warm fuzzies, not cold pricklies, if anybody remembers that stupid thing. But you know, there's a lot of stuff out there that is just always focused on negative, and I can be that person. If you see my group friends text chat, group thread in our text messaging, it's a lot of just negativity. Basically just a lot of us, you know, seeing, trying to get a rise out of each other. And you know what? I will save that for the group chat, and hopefully I can save this podcast for, just a chance to you know, spread some positivity in the world. Another reason that I'm doing this podcast is to be held accountable in some ways, to have something that I plan doing every single week or twice a week or three times a week or once a month. I don't know just yet, but something that I can actually look forward to and then to create. I'm also a photographer. I've done podcasting in the past. I love creating digital art. That's what I did growing up. I used to be a writer, all those kind of things that I would do. And it was all about creation. It was about building something from nothing. And that's something that I love getting to do. And as you get older, I see myself falling into those patterns of, let me watch this video on YouTube about video games from 1996 all over again. Or let me watch the same TV show. I love Roseanne. I love the original series, especially like the first six seasons. And I've probably seen them all. I don't even want to tell you because that's, let's get to know each other a little bit longer before I kind of just tell you all about my love for the original Roseanne series. But I've seen all those episodes so many times because it's kind of like a warm blanket, right? You watch the old episodes, you listen to the same music that you like because it's like a warm blanket. And this is kind of a way for me to push myself to try those new things. So I have something to talk about. A lot of times it's like your spouse comes home from work every single day and you're like, oh, how was your day? And after, you know, 5, 10, 15 years, you realize I've asked my wife that same question every single day for the past 15 years. She probably hates me and she knows exactly what I want to say every single day. And this way you're kind of forcing yourself to get out there a little bit, right? You're forcing yourself to try new things, different experiences. And so sometimes a podcast thought about on a whim will allow you to do that. So that's one of the reasons I'm doing this. And also this is probably the worst reason, one that will get me laughed out throughout the world when someone hears this podcast, all two of you, it's to leave a legacy. And now let me explain that because my wife and I started a podcast, oh God, it's been 12, 13 years ago. And it was done after a friend of mine committed suicide. And his daughter was, I think, 3 years old at the time. And I was realizing that when she gets older, she's going to seek out his old friends, most likely to have them tell stories about him. Had a cough. And wouldn't it be nice for her to hear his story through his own voice? And so my wife and I started a podcast that lasted 12 episodes. So, hey, it lasted all right. But I did do another podcast that lasted 300 episodes. So you just never know what you're going to get. But it was basically people telling their stories in their own words. And to me, even though I do not have children, I would love that if there was a way that if anybody ever, you know, wanted to know more about me for whatever reason, it could be no reason whatsoever, just another human being. Cause I think we all have stories to tell. We all matter. And we're all unique in a way, that I would love to be able to leave something that people could look back on and go, oh, that was, I didn't even know that about him. And I wish I would have known that about him. The same thing that I would want to know from friends of mine, that when they move on, whether it be through, just, you know, as friendships fade, or whether they pass on to the next life, you know, it would be nice to know those things that maybe I never had the chance to know about them. So maybe that could happen in this podcast as well. Who knows? I mean, maybe I'm overshooting my shot with what this podcast can bring, but hey, you never know. So pretty much what can you expect from each episode? I mean, I'll be honest with you. There is nothing special about me whatsoever. Some people will tell you that, they will tell me that like, oh, you know, you're really this or that. And I look at myself going, I'm just a normal dude. I'm just an average white dude that's living in the South. There's nothing special about me than anything else. Have I had experiences that other people have not had? Of course, everyone has had those cool experiences in their life. Have you ever had Korn threaten to sue you? I have. If you know the band Korn, they have threatened to sue me, and that was hilarious. But who knows? Maybe we'll get into stories like that on this podcast as well. Just a lot of really, you know, there's things that have happened in my life working in radio that I've lived, I've happened living overseas, you know, things like that, that we will probably touch on throughout the lifespan of this podcast, that will, you know, maybe bring some humor to this as well, to look back on and just kind of think about like, oh, wow, you really did that. That is unique to myself, But overall, I'm not Gandhi. I'm not Nelson Mandela. I'm not Obama. I'm not I'm not even Trump for that sakes. and that's the other thing. Oh yeah, I do want to point out, this will not be a podcast where I discuss politics. Because it's funny, because I go for a walk twice a day every day. I usually walk about 7 miles a day, and I walk past two different houses in our neighborhood that every, no matter if it's morning, night, whether it's 4 in the morning, their TV is constantly on a news channel. It never leaves that news channel. And I've always wondered, just going, could you imagine living your life where you just obsess over politics and the news, or you're looking to be made angry constantly about what's going on in the world instead of trying to find the positives in life and trying to make things better for people? And so I've chosen not to bring that stuff, because people get so divisive over it for good reasons at times. But it's just not, it's not what this is for. I mean, I think there's some things that just need to be left alone, and like, they need to have their space, and there's plenty of spaces for you to have those conversations. I want to look at positivity. I want to look at having fun. I want to share things that I've enjoyed and not really bring that whole mess that our society has become over the last, you know, 20, 30 years of just, oh, you can't even go buy a drink without someone, you know, putting politics involved. So that's the last time, you know, knock on wood, if I had real wood in here to knock on, it's just a good old press board. See, I could have made that political right there, but I didn't. That will be the last time that we talk about politics on this podcast, because let's just have fun. Let's don't bring in all that nonsense into this. So the other thing I really want you to expect from each episode is basically a podcast that is hopefully from a host that you can relate to. To me, that's always my favorite podcast to listen to, is not where it's just some overproduced person on the other end of the world just talking what they're supposed to talk like, but something that I can actually, oh, I actually understand that person. I can see where they're coming from. They're a natural, living, real, in the flesh, red-blooded person. There's an actual person behind that voice. It's not just someone who's trying to showcase what they want to see. Now, yes, of course, not everyone will unload their entire life on you in their podcast, as they shouldn't. But you get those glimmers of the human behind the voice. And so I really want to make a podcast that is kind of someone that comes across, someone that you can relate to. And if I can relate to one other person and I make a positive impact on their life, hey, this has been a win. There's nothing else you can say about it. If I don't connect to anyone else, but it's just a chance for me to discuss things that I've enjoyed through life, or like I said, the be held accountable, to spread positivity, try new things, to leave that legacy, whatever. To me, that's a success. I'm not looking into promoting this podcast on all the different socials. I'm not looking to make it a job. I have one of those. I have several of those, unfortunately. I'm not about the hustle culture, but it definitely creeps into my life from time to time. I just really want to do this for fun. You know, that's what I think everyone starts things for fun, and then they try to make it into a side hustle. And I'm not looking to do that. It's more just for myself, but if I can relate to someone else and they say, hey, you know what, listening to Lunchy's Lunch Hour, you know, every single week, brightens my day for those 30 minutes to an hour, then that's a success. That's a win. So you might be saying, well, why are you calling it Lunchy's Lunch Hour? So I did talk about my love for alliteration, but basically, like I said, I noticed that I spend a lot of time doing a bunch of nothing during the day, and I have a lunch hour every single day where I usually end up watching a bunch of Food Network while I eat, because I try to only watch Food Network as I eat, because otherwise I would be 700 pounds. Nothing against those who are 700 pounds, but I choose not to let myself go that way, because I know that I love food a lot and I could get that way. And if I watch Food Network constantly while I'm not eating itself, it's like going to the grocery store when you are hungry and then you buy all the crap you know you don't need, but man, those Reese's Puff cereals look super good when you're hungry. That's the reason I'm trying to, spend my lunch hour doing something productive instead of just watching Food Network. Because how many times can you see someone put some nasty ingredient into a dish and then hear a countdown of 3, 2, 1? I mean, it gets old after a while, but I love it because I love cooking and I love food. So there we go. So that's the kind of the reason I figured, you know what, I'm actually going to be recording this on my lunch hour when I do it, because instead of just wasting time doing whatever, you know, do the podcast. So I guess some people might say a podcast is doing whatever because it's the new blog, but it is what it is. So what I'm planning on doing, this could change. I have the right to reserve to change this at any time. But when I was thinking up this podcast on one of those long 7 mile walks one day, I was trying to think of what are some different segments, because when I did a previous podcast with a friend of mine 10 years ago, we only had one extra segment, and I like segments because that way you're never stuck on one thing for too long. And I thought about different topics to bring up. That way I could think of like, okay, here's something that's easy to bring up to each episode, or it could be, I could pick one or two of these per episode. I thought about, talk about video games. I know this is not going to be a podcast that is all about video games. It's not gonna be a podcast all about, movies, food, music, whatever. It's really just about me and about how I see things in the world and how I like to spread positivity. So that's what it's going to be about. So there might be a, what I'm going to call a gaming gulp, a segment about video games. I love video games. I actually love watching people play video games more than I love playing them, because playing them actually takes work. And sometimes work is the last thing I want to do. So I'm going to force myself to get back and being that gamer that I used to be as a kid, and actually playing all my backlog that just sits there and stares at me going, why did you buy me, bro? Why did you buy me? There might be some stuff about movies. I'm calling those my popcorn picks, you know, where I have a lot of movies. I love movies, but I've never seen The Godfather. And maybe one day I will actually see The Godfather. Or I've never seen The Shining. And maybe you would like to hear my review of a, was it 50-year-old movie by now? Something like that? 40, 35, 50, 40 years old? Something like that? 45? See, I don't know. But, you know, how can you call yourself a movie buff? Never seen The Godfather, never seen The Shining, never seen Casablanca. Well, I don't plan on ever watching Casablanca, because not only do I not want to see that, I don't really want to discuss it. And no one wants to hear that, because it's Casablanca. I mean, I'll leave that to my grandmother's generation. I'm sure it was amazing. That's all yours. Also, I want to look at some optimistic outlooks, things that are in this life that will give you some optimism for your day. Too many times we're inundated with all the negativity in the world. Yesterday was, as I'm recording this, yesterday was the eclipse, and we were in the path of totality. And let me tell you, that was one of the craziest things I've ever seen in my entire life. I've traveled to a lot of cool places. I've seen a lot of cool things, met a lot of cool people, but there was something about when you got in totality. I was thinking it was going to be not a big deal whatsoever. I've seen Apocalypto, the Mel Gibson movie from 15 years ago, whatever it was. I like that movie. They did human sacrifices when they had the eclipse. You know, I was thinking, you know, okay, it's not going to be that cool. It was way cooler. It was one of those things where it's hard to describe to people. Even when you see cool pictures of the eclipse, it's just, I don't want to say it's like a religious experience. I don't want to go that far, but it was just one of those things where you can't keep the excitement in. You have to say something, whether that something is just, oh my God, or wow, or holy. I mean, it could be anything. When the moon goes over the sun and you see 100% totality, it was one of the coolest things I've ever seen in my life. It was just, I wish I could describe it or give it justice to what it's owed. But it's one of those things, like, I mean, I've seen the Northern Lights before, and this beat the Northern Lights times 10. Maybe because the Northern Lights I saw were not as crazy as some of the ones that have happened. But I was in the Arctic Circle in Norway, almost in Finland, and I saw the Northern Lights twice. This beat it by far. And sometimes you just need that feeling. And a lot of people that saw the eclipse in totality did it amongst a group of friends or a community of, whether it be on the, like a block party they had, or they went to a park and watched it with hundreds of other people. And that was the majority of stories I read, was just, yes, the totality experience was amazing, but it was amazing to experience something with people. And I think that's so much what is great about how we are being connected to one another through the internet, through all of its perils, through all the things that it brings negatively in the world, but to be able to connect with people. I want to kind of bring those kind of stories to help that we can all kind of look at that together and share that with one another. We might also look at some different music I've been listening to lately. I am huge into every genre of music. When people ask me what my favorite band is or favorite artist, and I say I can listen to anything from Phil Collins to Celine Dion all the way to Converge to Gojira to, pick your craziest, metal band or hardcore band or whatever. I know those aren't the craziest bands because there's some people like, you don't listen to Cryptopsy or you don't listen to some band that you can't even read the lyric or their band logo to, then you're not underground like me, whatever. But I listen to everything. I worked in radio for 7 years of my life. I have an extensive knowledge of stupid pop culture that makes no sense whatsoever to anyone else in the world. But I like to share about music. It's one of my passions in life. It was one of those things where I would love to learn how to play an instrument, but I tried learning piano last year. I bought a keyboard, bought lessons and everything. I hurt my back laying mulch because I'm a 40-year-old man almost. And then I was like, you know what? Sitting at a piano sounds terrible. So instead, I just listened to music. And so I might share some musical munchies on this on these episodes as well. And then who knows? Maybe we'll do some stuff about food. I love to cook. I thought about going to culinary school at one time, but now I just obsessively watch The Bear and Food Network and all those things. And so maybe we'll share some good food stuff. So that's pretty much the things that you can expect from Lunchies Lunch Hour. It might go an hour. It might go 30 minutes. I don't know. It's really just when I am in the mood on talking and have some stuff to talk about. I don't want to get on there and just yap. And plus, doing a podcast, this is my first one doing it solo. Like I said, I did a podcast in the past with a friend that lasted 300, 400 episodes. We did it for like 5 or 6 years. And it was a lot easier to basically be the host and kind of throw out questions and then just riff off each other. This one is all about me, baby. And so there's no one else to riff off. So if I go blank, which I have noticed getting 40, is that my short-term memory of like just remembering words, simple words, is harder than it sounds. So my friend said, take ginkgo biloba. I don't always take that. I have no idea if it works. It probably doesn't. But so if there are times when I'm speaking and I just forget a word, please have mercy on me because getting old is tough. Okay. Besides all the physical things that happen to you as you get older, just remembering basic words is tough. It's almost like your brain is always like you've been up for 24 hours and you're just trying to remember the person's name that's standing right in front of you that you're married to, but you're like, I know you, but I can't remember your name for nothing. That's how getting older is to me. I just forget simple words. Doing it solo, I don't know how that's going to go. I think I will get better with time. So I don't know how it's going to go. It might go 30 minutes. It might go an hour. It might go 2 hours. I doubt that, but you never know. But anyways, that's a little bit about, Lunchies Lunch Hour. Myself, a little bit about the show. I'm going to wrap it up right now because I just really wanted episode number one to kind of be an introduction to who I am and what you can expect from the show. And like I said, hopefully this is not the only episode that's out there. Hopefully there will be many more to come. And I will try to do this weekly. That's the goal, is to do this at least once a week to keep myself accountable and to try new things, right? And to spread the positivity out there in the world. And since my stomach is rumbling now, that means it's time for me to go eat. So to use the rest of my lunch hour to actually use it for what it's meant for, I guess. So thank you to anyone who listens to this, and I will see you next time on Lunchies Lunch Hour. Take care.